human pride will be laid low. In visions of the great judgment day, the inspired messengers of God were given glimpses of the consternation of those unprepared to meet their Lord. Behold, the Lord will lay waste the earth and make it desolate, and he will twist its surface and scatter its inhabitants. For they have transgressed the laws, violated the statutes, broken the everlasting covenant, RSV. And the haughtiness of man shall be humbled, and the pride of men shall be brought low, and the Lord alone will be exalted in that day. In that day men will cast forth their idols of silver and their idols of gold, which they made for themselves to worship, to the moles and to the bats, to enter the caverns of the rocks and the clefts of the cliffs, from before the terror of the Lord, and from the glory of his majesty, when he rises to terrify the earth, RSV. Of those times when the pride of man shall be laid low, Jeremiah testifies, alas! For that day is great, so that none is like it, it is even the time of Jacob's trouble, but he shall be saved out of it. The day of wrath to the enemies of God is the day of final deliverance to his church. The Lord will swallow up death forever, and the Lord God will wipe away tears from all faces, and the reproach of his people he will take away from all the earth, for the Lord has spoken, RSV. And as the prophet beholds the Lord descending from heaven, with all the holy angels, to gather the remnant church from among the nations of earth, he hears the exultant cry. Lo, this is our God. We have waited for him, and he will save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for him. We will be glad and rejoice in his salvation.